bid for Mike. Check your scorecards. It is 8:15 on this Tuesday that feels like a Monday because most of you, most of us, had a long weekend, an extra day to luxuriate and realize just what a great country you live in, how fortunate you are, how blessed you are to be in the greatest country on the planet. And I am so blessed, so lucky, so fortunate to be here in the chair for my buddy Mike Broomhead. I'm not in his chair. I just want to be clear about this. I will tell you the truth, at least the truth I know. And I'm in my home in Wilmington, Delaware. That's right, mostly across the country, pretty much all the way across the country in Biden territory. And it makes me nervous. I'm not here by choice, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on this radio show by choice, but I'm not in Wilmington, Delaware by choice. We are taking care of some aging parents and doing what you're supposed to do as a kid. And as soon as that obligation is fulfilled, my wife and I will be out of here to warmer climes where golf is played year-round in places like your town. So I'm happy to be here, thrilled to be here. Now, who am I? And how did I get here? Not to sound like Ross Perot's running mate from the very first vice presidential debate, James Stockdale. Who am I and why am I here? Mike Broomhead and I are old friends from the radio and conservative media business. I met Mike when I was employed by TheBlaze.com, where I worked for 6.5 years, wrote 3,000 articles, hosted hundreds and hundreds of hours of radio and even television on The Blaze. And so I guess that's supposed to be my bona fides. But you'll know by listening to me where I stand, because I don't sugarcoat anything and I don't try and hide who I am. I'm not like a Democrat or a rhino trying to get reelected, telling you what you need to know. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel on something and whether or not I think you should feel the same way. You're allowed to feel differently. That's kind of the way this country works, isn't it? I'm a free speech absolutist. I'm someone who believes that that First Amendment is the most important amendment in all of the amendments. That's why it's first. And the five things it protects, the five freedoms it protects, are worth dying for. So I will always be a free speech absolutist. My license plate reads "After One," because my dad, my late father, drilled into all of our heads, after the First Amendment, everything else is secondary. And so that's where I stand. I will fight for your right to speak, even if it offends me. It's so important, and it's at a time where it's quite important. And then that Second Amendment, which is going to be in the crosshairs today. Can I use that kind of a reference? Can I say those things that might make the liberal snowflakes twitch? Might make the offendinista class nervous? Yes, there'll be new words today that you might hear for the first time. The offendinista class will be getting some tips today, whether they like it or not. They're the people who wake up every single day in the greatest country on the planet, and they look around to try and figure out, what can I be mad about today? And then they light their hair on fire and scream about it and run around all day. Whereas the rest of us are out there busy trying to build a greater tomorrow for everyone, including the offendinistas and the entitledistas. So that's a little bit about me. Broomhead and I first met in person in, I think it was 2012, at the GOP convention, which was in Florida. And it was about as hot and humid as it is here today. So we go back to heat, and we've been friends ever since. And who wouldn't want to be a friend of Mike Broomhead? I'm glad to be here, especially on this day. So much going on in the last 24 hours, and some of it tragic, some of it will be taken and used by people in power to try and turn a situation that maybe somebody should have stopped a long time ago, or at least raised their hand and said, hey, we have a boy here, a young man who's kind of a problem, but they didn't. But now it'll be used to maybe infringe on your Second Amendment rights. Just as I mentioned earlier, I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I'm pretty darn strong on the Second Amendment, too. I'm licensed to carry, and I believe it's 32 states. might be 33. That number flips around a lot. So yesterday, while I was on the golf course in Delaware, a parade was starting in Highland Park, Illinois, a town I know very well, a town I know very well because I'm a Chicagoan by birth. I grew up in Chicago and was raised on the south side. My parents moved to the near north side, and we lived in a tiny little village that was just a few miles away from Highland Park. And these are little suburbs in Chicago on the near north side that are pretty much the same. You could substitute the town signs, and the people are fairly identical. They're warm, welcoming Midwesterners. They're people that work hard, and they play hard. And on the 4th of July, they honor the country in a full-on parade with kids and vets and bands and decorated old antique cars. It is everything you would see in a Wonder Years episode honoring America.
Arizona's new.
And I don't know what that was. It was something magical came out of the sky. And as I said, I had worked in that same town. I worked at a grocery store in Highland Park, a store called Dominick's, if you're an old Chicagoan living down here. And you would know it. I was the guy that had to wrangle the carts and then bag the groceries and then carry them out to your car and put cans on shelves. So I know the people of Highland Park intimately, and as I said, they're fine people. So for this situation to happen yesterday horrified me. And it also had me calling my old friends, one of which is living in Naples, Florida part of the time and in Highland Park part of the time. And thank God his wife and kids, who are now grown-ups, were just on their way to the parade. They were late that day. But we now have 6 people dead, 30 people injured in the hospital getting treatment, and the left has already mobilized, and I'm sure they're out fundraising right now, trying to blame the gun. And so we have to eliminate the guns, and we have to make law-abiding people pay the price for what a lawbreaker did. And it bothers me. It horrifies me as much as the death of the people from 8 years old to, what is it, 86 years old. I will not speak the name of the man who pulled the trigger. You will not hear me talking about this guy. I may describe him as a jackwagon or worse, but I won't give him the glory that he wishes. I won't let his name get these airwaves and get on these airwaves and penetrate your ears. That's exactly what they want. I will talk about how this is going to be abused, how this is going to be used to fuel more gun control. We have 5,000 gun laws in this country. Do we need any more? I don't think so. I moved to New York City in 1988 when New York was experiencing 6 murders a day under Democrats. And then Rudy Giuliani came in and he put cops on the beat and he said, stop and frisk. And guess what? New York became the example for big cities in terms of safety. And now that Democrats are in control, it's back in the mess again. We have so much to get to today. I want to talk more about what happened in Highland Park. We have to talk about Hollywood celebs who are getting consumed by their own anger and hatred. And, of course, all the usual goodness. It is Mike Opelka. That's my name. You can find me on social media. In for my friend, Mike Broomhead. Thank you, Luke. Mike Opelka in for Mike Broomhead. And by the way, Styx and REO Speedwagon heading for the Akchin Pavilion on July 20th for their live and unzoomed tour. We love that, live on stage. Tickets are on sale now, and you can win a pair. Win a pair of tickets by visiting the contest page on KTAR.com. KTAR.com. Two great bands. I saw them both in their first iteration. They've since, matured a little bit, as have all of us, but the music is still great. As I said, it's Mike, but not Mike Broomhead. It's Mike Opelka in for my friend Mike Broomhead, and I am thrilled to be here. Before the break, we we introduced ourselves, or at least I introduced myself to you and explained how I got here with Mike Broomhead. I'm a 30-year broadcast veteran, most of it in radio. There's a little TV in there, too. And conservative journalism, if you will. We started talking about Chicago and Highland Park on the north side of the city and the horrible tragedy that's now going to be unfolding before us. We still don't know a lot about the shooter, whose name will not be heard from me. And I hope you feel the same way. Don't give these people the fame that they crave, even though it's more notoriety than anything else. It's the people of Highland Park who deserve all your thoughts and all your prayers. But Chicago, right next door, literally just down 94, about 24 miles into the city itself, Chicago had more people die over the weekend. 7 people, 54 shot. And Mayor Lightfoot, that's what we call Mayor Lightfoot, Lightfoot, because she'd rather promote looting and letting criminals out of jail than she would about bringing safety to the city. Mayor Lightfoot held a press conference today, and if anything came out of it, I think it's actually happening pretty close to now. If anything comes out of it, we will let you know. I doubt anything useful is going to come out of it. This is the lady who got on stage after the Supreme Court decision about Roe v. Wade and screamed obscenities at the Supreme Court justices who voted to protect life. This is the lady who insulted the Supreme Court on a rock concert stage or some kind of concert stage after the Second Amendment and the crazy concealed carry law restrictions that New York was imposing were thrown out by the Supreme Court. So I don't think anything of real value is going to come out of a press conference from Mayor Lightfoot. She has a tendency to belittle reporters. She's also the one who said she was not going to do any interviews at all with white reporters. It was only going to be reporters of color. Now that's racism. And I feel sad for the city where I was born and raised. Even though I was raised under a Democrat regime, it was the Mayor Daley regime, the first Mayor Daley. Then we had the Jane Byrne, his acolyte, followed by the next Mayor Daley for a couple of decades. It has been machine politics in Chicago forever. And it looks like it's not working right now, mostly because people are being let out of jail, which is a real bad idea. When you catch criminals, you're supposed to make them think about what they've done, little mister. But no, these radical district attorneys that we're seeing in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago and Philadelphia, these are people who believe that the criminals are the victims of society. And but for the injustices of the unfairness of their lives, that they wouldn't be committing these crimes. So we need to let them go. Never mind the actual victims of the crimes. Makes me so mad. So I'm waiting for Chicago to turn this around, for Highland Park to turn this around and make it the fault of society that 54 people were shot in Chicago, 7 of which died, some of whom were tiny people, little babies and children. And the same thing in Highland Park. For the 30 people wounded in the hospital, the 6 who passed away, for that to somehow, those victims now be turned into the reason why this jackwagon was allowed to do what he did, when there were probably ample opportunities. I believe he is. I know he is a he's the third person with his name in his family. He's, I'm not going to say his name. He is blah, 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 the third. His father, the second, apparently ran for mayor of that town recently. I'm sure Dad had to know something was wrong. Dad had to know something was wrong with this kid. Did he not know about the social media post of the child about the, and he's a man now, I realize that, he's 22 years old. He's been an adult for 4 years now. He has been eligible to sign legal papers to buy a home, for example, to start a business, to fight and die for his country. So he's an adult. But he's been posting stuff online He wanted to be a hip-hop rapper-type person, you see. And he posted some things online that probably getting deleted today. Most of us have grabbed them. Most of us in the media have grabbed them and hung on to them. And one example is a very weird video with music on it that he posted. And I'm sure this is going to be scrubbed pretty soon. But it's worthwhile talking about it. It is a video with disturbing images in it, as well as the music. I think we can play a little bit of that. You got that,
Jeremy?
You're always on my mind.
Yeah, boy, that's beautiful, isn't it?
I'm running out of time.
Yeah. Just kind of
looking to the sky.
They're disturbing images of him walking with a rifle in a similar fashion as you might have seen him on the rooftop. Nobody saw this stuff. None of his friends. Nobody. See, this is why I know this is going to be abused. Because there were plenty of opportunities for us to see that this guy was a problem. There were plenty of opportunities for us to say, really? In terms of red flags, family members should have said something, but they didn't. So it's going to prove to you that this push for red flag laws is not going to solve anything. We have to deal with the mental health crisis, and we have to, as a community, get together and protect each other and ourselves from crazy people. The guns aren't the problem. It's the crazy people. The law-abiding gun owners aren't the problem. It's the crazy people. I'm telling you. We have so much to get to today. Just around the corner, of course, we have to have the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day. That's a big stinking deal. I'm excited about that. And I don't even think I've heard the question yet, so I'm on the edge of my seat. My name is Mike Opelka. I'm in for Mike Broomhead on the Mike Broomhead Show.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Well, here we are. It's Mike Opelka in for Mike Broomhead, and this is the only thing I was told I had to do. But Mike promised me, because it's Z, it's Steve Zinsmeister, that it is probably Radio Hall of Fame worthy material. So I'm thrilled to be here, Steve.
Hey, Mike, it's good to talk to you this morning. Yeah, what a pedestal to put me on. Way to go. No pressure. Yeah, I'm bringing you the Gatos Big Q poll question. It's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. I wanted to have a little bit of fun with this one this week. Do you enjoy fireworks on the 4th of July? Simple choices, yes or no. You can go and vote at KTAR.com. Mike, I'm genuinely interested to know what people think of fireworks these days, because there's nothing more American than blowing stuff up. But I'm here to tell you that I think fireworks should be a thing of the past on 4th of July, because we have drones. I retweeted a drone show this weekend where I saw the most incredible things displayed in the sky. I mean, you could tell a whole story, you can make pictures, you can make words. They're way better than fireworks, and there's no risk of setting a wildfire in the desert in Arizona. So I don't know what you think, but I'm done with fireworks, man. It's all about drones for me now.
Well, I'm a guy who likes the bleeding edge of technology. I think that we always should look forward while understanding what we've been through. But there is something wonderful about a good fireworks show, especially when choreographed with music and just the smell. But you make a really good point, Z, when you talk about not setting a fire with fireworks that could go wrong. But I see where you're going. But do the drones make the same sound? Can they create the same kind of echo boom when they make their formations? Or do we have to rely on canned music and canned sound?
Yeah, I guess it would probably have to be canned sound. I mean, you don't want your drones blowing up. I think that's something that we would all like to avoid. But, yeah, I think there's just more upside with drones, personally. Fireworks haven't really changed much over the years, other than maybe they get a little bit bigger, a little bit louder, maybe a little bit brighter, or they add the color purple. Ooh, we got the color purple. I think that the drones are so much cooler, and I think there's so many more things that we can do with them that we haven't even eclipsed that yet. And let's be honest, all of our dogs would appreciate it if we would just stop with the fireworks.
Yeah, that's a good point. My dog just sleeps through the fireworks show. She's just like, what? Really? You guys going to do this again? It's midnight. It's New Year's. I'm going to be the diplomat here. I'm going to let people vote. And where do they go to vote again?
Go to KTAR.com. Scroll down just a little bit. On the right side of the page, you'll find the Gatos Big Q poll question.
Okay. You can go there and vote. I'm going to be the diplomat at the end of the day. I want to bring both sides together and say, let's do regular fireworks punctuated by drone shows in between.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, and you know what? Currently running right now, KTAR.com poll. It's 51% yes, 49% no. So a lot of people are very divided on this.
That just tells you it's a good topic. You picked an excellent question, Steve. Excellent question. Now, are you in today, filling in on the show?
Yeah, I'll be on this afternoon. It's the Gatos and Chad show with me, Steve Zinsmeister, and then also Bruce St. James is with me this afternoon.
Excellent. Excellent. Tell Bruce I said hi. I appreciate
it. I'll do that, Mike.
Thank you, sir. God bless. That's a good question. You know, that is a fabulous question about whether or not you prefer the drones. I'm a traditional guy. Is that so wrong? I don't think so. It's Mike Opelka. That's my name. I'm in for Mike Broomhead. We have a lot to get to. There is great news out of Hollywood. There is gigantic, and I do mean literally gigantic news out of Hollywood. And I think a lot of you are going to be happy when you hear what's happening to a major proctological nuisance who makes bad films, in my opinion. I have Michael Moore news and some other Hollywood news. It's a Schadenfreude moment for all of us. And it's Mike Opelka in for Mike Broomhead on The Broomhead Show.